The most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Senator Hatch with us.
Thank you.
Doug Wright.
I have to admit, there are some people who are responsible on our side, in my eyes, who do not want to do anything to resolve this conflict that we have in our country on immigration.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
With the three. Great to have you along on the program today here at KSL News Radio, and I'm very pleased to welcome two special guests to our studio this morning. We have Dr. Shannon Fox, who is Program Manager and Lead Scientist for the Department of Homeland Security. And Dr. Fox, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Doug. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we also have the Doug Way Program Manager, Damon Nichols, also joining us. Mr. Nichols, welcome. Thank you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay, what the heck is Jackrabbit 2? Maybe we can start there.
Sure, I'll take that one. I'm the Program Manager from DHS for Jackrabbit 2, and this is a program we're conducting at Doug Way, where we're doing live releases of chlorine gas to study it and understand it better to ultimately improve safety, emergency response, and our ability for hazard prediction modeling so that we can protect against the eventuality of chlorine being released intentionally or by accident.
Is chlorine the only gas? I had read something about ammonia. Was that just a comparison?
Yes, we actually did ammonia back 5 years ago at Doug Way. We looked at both of these chemicals because they are shipped in very large quantities around the United States every year in the millions of tons in these pressurized liquefied containers, 90-ton rail cars, tanker trucks up to 20 tons. And the concern is that if these were to be punctured in an accident or an intentional release, it would evacuate the gas from the container and form a toxic cloud that could harm people. We've never studied them at these scales before, so we're looking at them on an experimental way so that we can understand them correctly.
When you talk about it, these scales, what kind of release will we experience at Doug Way?
The program for this year that we're conducting this week and the past week is releasing chlorine at 5 and 10 tons. This is closer to be representative of the larger scale release you might see in a train accident or a truck that was carrying this material. And we're doing it at these scales because it's never been tested before. So we need to understand it properly to inform our emergency response and our partners.
I can't help but notice the term also unintentional accident or intentional release. Preparing for an intentional release, when I think of the scale that might be necessary to really do damage, how realistic is that compared to other things that might be used if somebody wished us ill?
Well, there's currently no active intelligence or any sort of a imminent concern that any of this material is going to be intentionally targeted. But we are looking at it in a proactive way. We want to understand it and protect against it as much as possible before something may happen. And accidents do occur occasionally. And us being able to understand it both scientifically and practically is really important to ensure that we are able to help best protect the public if it does occur.
Dr. Fox, how will this be released? Will an accident be simulated, or will explain the dissipation of this?
Okay, yeah, we are indeed simulating an accident. We have a 10-ton tank. It's just a modified propane tank. And we have our partners from the chlorine industry that have brought in and donated the chlorine and filled it up for us so that we have an opening at the very bottom of it. And this opening is surrounded with explosive bolts so that it will fire and create this opening so that the material drains out in the same way that would happen in an accident.
So if a tanker on a truck or if a tanker on the rails were to fall and rupture, this would be very, very similar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps I could talk to our Doug Way Program Manager, Damon Nichols, who is also here with Dr. Fox. And whereabouts, how do you determine where to do this when you look at the facility of Doug Way?
So Dugway is a very large area, as I'm sure you know. What we wanted to do is put this in an area that would be as far away from not only the personnel in Dugway, but as far away from anybody along the borders of Dugway. We placed this out on the west side of the range, and we're distances that allow us to have a release but not have anything go off of our post that's in any kind of appreciable level.
As far as the conditions under which, I would assume, like any test, whether it be, you know, some in the old days with nuclear devices and so on, that the weather would play a huge role, wind, things of that nature?
That's correct. And one of the things that we have on this test are very strong wind parameters. We have to release within a certain direction of the wind and also a certain speed of the wind. And these are parameters that we've set up with the state of Utah to make sure that we are doing this as safely as possible.
That, I think, is the first thing that I thought of when I heard of Jackrabbit 2, what you were going to be testing, and that is the safety of the individuals.
Sure.
You know, sadly, sometimes many of us have recollection, and this is a whole different deal, back to the Army days and so on, where all of a sudden we had sheep dying all over, you know, the place, and adamant denials were being made, and it took a long time and a long investigation for people to start fessing up that, yeah, there was some nerve gas, and yeah, it basically went out of boundaries, and yeah, it killed all the sheep. How do we assure everybody, how do you assure everybody here in the state of Utah and the surrounding area that this is going to be safe, Dr. Fox?
Sure. Thanks, Doug. Well, this chlorine material is an industrial chemical, and it's incredibly important to our way of life. We use it for water sanitation. It's used for making all plastics, essentially, and pharmaceuticals. So it's really greatly less toxic than the old chemical warfare agents that used to be tested. We are dozens of miles from any civilization where we're doing this. And the actual location is out on the salt flats where there's not even any vegetation or animals. And additionally, chlorine is very reactive. That's what makes it dangerous. It essentially can burn you. It can burn your lungs if you breathe it. That also renders it less dangerous further away because it will essentially react away before it leaves the ground. We have sensors at various arcs and increments all the way from the release, going from like 200 yards to 500 yards, all the way out to 7 miles, and then all the way out beyond that, about 30 miles away. Our sensors barely detected anything at 7 miles. And the fortunate thing about chlorine is that it will react even with the air before it can reach far enough to cause any concern.
With the ammonia testing that occurred, were there some of the same concerns?
Absolutely. We did in 2010 the Jackrabbit 1 program, where we released 1 and 2 tons of chlorine and ammonia. Ammonia is even much less toxic than chlorine. In fact, farmers will inject it directly into the ground as ammonia for fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
The amounts that we released for ammonia were such that it wouldn't go further than about, we didn't detect any dangerous levels beyond 2 miles there. And similarly for chlorine, we've taken every precaution to make sure that it stays on Dugway and dissipates before it leaves, and so we can get our data that way.
How long does this testing go on?
We are scheduled to go through September 12th. We are looking to conduct about 3 more tests this week. We have done some 5 and 10 ton releases, but we should be concluding by the end of next week.
Let's take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. I so appreciate our two special guests being here. We have the Dugway Program Manager, Damon Nichols, with us. We also have Dr. Shannon Fox, who is Program Manager and Lead Scientist for the Department of Homeland Security, all here with us at KSL News Radio. Downtown Salt Lake City, we have a temperature of 72, beautiful day outside. It is 10:15. More to come, so stay right here.